Good afternoon, 3 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 61 degrees. KSL's top story. Another wrong-way driver has died in an accident that could have been catastrophic. The driver rammed a military bus on I-15 in Salt Lake City this morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
Utah Highway Patrol says the first calls came in at 6:30 this morning. They say the wrong-way pickup truck ended up smashing headlong into a bus carrying 23 Utah State University ROTC cadets just south of the 6 North ramps. Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff says despite their best efforts, the truck driver died on scene.
It's tragic for everybody that's involved. Families obviously are impacted. The public, when they see these tragic scenes, are very, very much impacted. First responders.
All of the cadets are okay. The bus driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Investigators are still trying to figure out what led up to this crash in the first place. At the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UHP says there have been 7 wrong-way crashes this year, 5 of them fatal. Wrong-way accidents like the one this morning can cause lengthy bottleneck delays and oftentimes highway closures. Team coverage continues.
Speaking with UDOT's John Gleason, the answer isn't so simple. Our unique geographical makeup, for example, limits their options.
Geography is always something you have to consider in terms of expanding or building new roads because you have water on one side and mountains on the other.
Gleason says even though it's hard not being frustrated when you're stuck in traffic, try and remember those involved in the accident are having a worse day.
These are lives that are unfortunately forever changed.
UDOT is currently conducting a study on possibly expanding I-15 from 400 South through Davis County. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Starting tomorrow, police agencies all over the state will launch a click it or ticket campaign. If you're not wearing a seatbelt, additional officers are going to be out looking for you. 18 different agencies, 120 officers working OT, all of them on the prowl looking for drivers and passengers riding without restraints. More people did use their seatbelts last year in Utah, but still, 64 were killed in accidents where they weren't wearing restraints. The New York Attorney General is looking at former President Trump's golf club as Monday's deadline approaches. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the former president must secure a $464 million bond by Monday, and it's not going well.
We know he went to over 30 different companies. They rebuffed his efforts.
If Mr. Trump can't find some kind of financial guarantee by Monday, the attorney general will begin the process of taking some of his properties, including his Westchester estate and golf club. Meantime, adult film actress Stormy Daniels is getting set to testify in the former president's upcoming criminal trial.
I relish the day that I get to face him and speak my truth.
Daniels appearing today on The View. A judge this week agreed to let Daniels testify about how and why she received the $130,000 payment for her silence. The Justice Department today filing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the mega tech giant violated laws to eliminate competition in the smartphone market.
Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
And a long-awaited recognition for a formerly secret group of World War II veterans. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying the Ghost Army deceived the Nazis about U.S. troops' strength during the war.
When our troops were near, this group made the enemy believe they were far away. And when we were small, they made the enemy believe we were much larger.
The 3 surviving members of the Ghost Army were at the Capitol to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A third teenager has now been arrested in the murder of a Taylorsville 21-year-old. Alex Franco was shot dead, dumped in the West Desert on Sunday, his body found a couple of days later. Police have yet to reveal a motive or the names of the 3 teenage suspects. This program's the first of its kind. Today was the grand opening of West High, where they're now offering an on-campus medical clinic. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has details.
Data from the School-Based Health Alliance shows that students who can access care at school-based health centers were 21 times more likely to seek mental health services and less likely to report suicidal thoughts. This is one of the reasons West High partnered with the school district, Salt Lake Education Foundation, and the University of Utah Health to create this clinic for its students. The clinic also does preventative medicine. With parents' permission, kids can get things like sports physicals, so parents don't have to take time from work to go to appointments.
The clinic will be staffed by University of Utah Health, primary care physicians, and mental health care specialists. It's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Jason Jones live from the KSL 24-Hour News Center.
Well, South Carolina hits a three-quarter court shot at the buzzer of halftime, and they're currently losing to Oregon 34-29. Illinois has opened up a 9-point lead over Morehead State, 57-48, about halfway through the second half there. And also just underway, it is Nevada losing to Dayton 17-16 early in the first half there. Earlier winners, Michigan State, Duquesne, North Carolina, Creighton, and Arizona. With your KSL bracket update, I'm Jason Jones.
A glimpse at the basketball. Now a first look at the traffic. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The delays that we had, southbound I-15 from Ogden 31st Street down to 5600 South in Roy, are starting to thin out and ease. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Spring break coming up next. My minutes on the way.
A legacy.